Tonight, the UNH Wildcats take on Denver University in the first round of the NCAA Men's Ice Hockey Tournament. Here with a preview is Alan Lessels, who covers the Wildcats for the New Hampshire Union Leader. Alan, great to talk with you again.
Oh, great talking to you, Brady.
The Wildcats had a turnaround this year compared to the previous season. At one point, they even spent a little time at the top of the national rankings for men's hockey. So what worked for them this year?
Yeah, last year was a tough year. I mean, they'd made the national tournament, the NCAA tournament, 10 years in a row, and they stumbled last year. They, you know, they didn't have the kind of season they're used to. They did play well at the end of the year, and they played with a kind of a gritty style. You know, they played hard. They were a tough team to play against, and they were able to kind of pick up where they left off at the end of last year, at the beginning of this season, and they had a great start at the beginning of this season. They lost one game, I think, before December 1st. And, you know, and they were just, you know, they eventually did get to number one in the country for just a week, but they did get there, and they just were playing real well.
Some of the players who led the team toward those victories, Trevor Van Riemsdyk is one, but also the goalie, Casey DeSmith, are both sophomores. And I'm wondering, is that common to have younger players who are in their first or their second year as breakout stars? And when I say that, I should also point out that on the women's hockey team, a freshman, Alexis Crossley, was named to the all-rookie team. So there's a lot of youth in these teams.
Yeah, it's nice when you can do that, when your teams get players that can really help out at a young age. They don't really count on it, I think, a lot of times. You know, they like to have the seniors and the upper juniors and stuff kind of lead the way. But another sophomore on the hockey team is Grayson Downing. He scored a lot of points, too. But the leading scorer is Kevin Gumas, who's a junior. So he's been around, and, you know, he's pretty consistent. And they've got a couple of seniors who have John Henry and Austin Block, who have 14 goals and 15 goals, respectively, and stuff. So it's a pretty good mix, actually.
Now, the Wildcats, as we said, are playing Denver University. That team had one more regular season win than UNH, but also had two more losses. What do we know about them?
Well, it's a great matchup, and actually it's a great, the whole regional is pretty attractive. Wisconsin and Denver, who are the two of the other teams in it, UMass Lowell from Hockey East is in the tournament too. But Denver and Wisconsin are two traditional powers in the country, and they play in the Western Collegiate Hockey Association, and you know, they're always very strong. And Denver itself, they've won seven national titles in the course of their history, and then the last one they won was 2005, and they beat UNH on the way to that. They beat them in the regionals in Amherst, Massachusetts. And this year, Denver, you know, is a team that was supposed to be rebuilding. You know, they lost quite a few people from last year, but they came back, and you know, UNH and actually Denver played in November during Thanksgiving weekend, and you know, they had a pretty kind of a crazy game there. UNH won that one. Denver too has had a pretty solid year, just kind of like UNH. And they actually both teams also lost in the early round of the league tournaments. So both of them have been off since March 17, which is not a terribly long time, but you know, they will have been off almost 2 weeks when they play. They're both kind of hungry and have something to prove.
If UNH should make it through Denver, then they play the winner of Wisconsin and UMass Lowell.
The two winners on Friday night play on Saturday. And, of course, at that point, they're playing for a regional championship, which doesn't really mean a lot, except the winner of that game goes on to the Frozen Four, which is kind of pretty much the final step. You know, the Frozen Four will be played in Pittsburgh this year. You know, and UNH hasn't been back there in several years and, you know, is hoping to get there.
Alan, thanks as always.
Always good to talk to you, Brady.
That's Alan Lessels of the New Hampshire Union Leader.